David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 60. How to save the world with just one eagle and five guinea pigs. Welcome to my Leap Day Digital Dollop. There is nothing particularly special about it. It just happens to be written on a leap day. I stated at the start of this project that I planned on releasing 365 consecutive daily dollops, but then I realised I'd picked a leap year to do this bloody thing in, and so there will be 366 dollops. I am, however, hoping that scientists will soon make the discovery that the Earth has been orbiting the Sun a lot quicker than usual, resulting in an emergency shortening of the year, and meaning that I don't have to do as many dollops. If we all push in the same direction hard enough, then this might happen. Join with me in trying to push the planet northwards. Otherwise, I'll curse you. On the subject of cursing, I received a comment from Claire yesterday, who expressed interest in parting with money in order to avail herself of my special powers. This is what she wrote. Whilst the curse theory is interesting, and agreed, there does seem to be some evidence. And sorry about the voice and ending for you, Claire. I know you listen to these dollops as well, so you'll hear this. I can't really do a woman's voice particularly well, unless I'm specially aroused. Whilst the curse theory is interesting, and agreed, there does seem to be some evidence to support it. Do you think you might be able to do the opposite and help someone? If you get that scheme up and running, then please count me in. I did say in yesterday's dollop that I would be happy to use my powers in a positive way, although I admit that there is no actual evidence yet to support the idea that I can actually achieve this, whereas there are multiple examples of me negatively influencing things. However, I am willing to give it a go, and I will use today's dollop as a test of my abilities to positively influence. I also received a comment from Jenny, enjoying all of your daily dollops. A great daily tonic, and much more effective than medicine and tablets. Though, if I laugh too much, then it's painful. Hope to see you in Edinburgh in April on your Young'uns tour, health permitted. I'm going to try and improve Jenny's health through this dollop. She could have something really seriously wrong with her. And I'm just making light of it, in which case I do apologise, Jenny. But I'm not making light of it. I'm being serious. This is not a flippant blog today. It's a serious one, okay? So there might be some people saying it could be something really bad and life-threatening. All the better is what I say. I mean, I'm glad, I'm disappointed that you've got that, Jenny, but I'm gonna cure you. I am also going to try and positively influence Claire's life. There are another three people who have also decided to trial this experiment on. One of them is Mavis Crumble, creator of Mavis Crumble's Fart Game from Dollop 57, and frequent Dollop commenter. She wrote to me suggesting that if I used any more of her feature ideas, then she would require payment for her services. I have written to her in reply, saying that while I will not pay for her ideas with money, I will, however, sign her up for my positive energy experiment. I also added that if she did not accept these terms, then I would curse her, which we definitely know works. So I think it's safe to assume that Miss Crumble is on board. I also thought that Jules could maybe benefit from some positive energy. Imagine living in a world, Jules, where you're able to read a blog post and not get all tense and stressed when you see a spelling mistake. Imagine being able to leave a comment without being pedantic. If I can make this a reality, Jules, then I will. I will send positive energy your way through the medium of Digital Dollop. The next person who I feel might be in need of some positive help is Howie, who left a comment today saying, catching up with podcasts last night in bed. Funny, but does not lead to grade 6. I said grade 6. It sounded like I said grade 6 in Yorkshire there. Does not lead to grade 6 on the clarinet. Catching up with the podcasts last night in bed. Funny, but does not lead to great sex. Firstly, this statement has piqued my curiosity. Yes, Jules, that's right. I've deliberately spelt piqued incorrectly. I know it's the wrong spelling and that you're starting to get all tense and angry, but soon this affliction will be a thing of the past. I know that you are shaking with the urge to leave a pedantic comment, but try and temper your desire and keep reading, for I am about to attempt to help you with positive intention. The reason that Howie's statement has piqued my curiosity, spelt wrong again, is because of the word great. He says that listening to the dollop doesn't lead to great sex, which seems to suggest that it does, however, lead to sex, even if it is a bit mediocre. I think we need more clarification from Howie here. Are you listening to these dollops as a form of foreplay? Are you then engaging in sex immediately after listening to the dollop? And, if so, what is the problem? Is it that one of you gets distracted during the act and starts remembering parts of the dollop? Ha ha! Peas. There might be people listening to the audio version of this dollop now who have misunderstood my point here. They may assume that when I wrote, ha-ha, peas, P-E-A-S, I actually wrote, ha-ha, peas, P-E-E-S, as if suggesting that one of them might have got distracted during the sex, laughed, and then proceeded to urinate, perhaps as a physical reaction to laughing so much. But this is not what I was inferring, listeners. I was referring to last Monday's dollop about my trip to buy peas from Sainsbury's. Why you didn't find that story arousing, Howie, is a complete mystery. So, they are my five guinea pigs. I shall now write a positive paragraph about each of them, which will hopefully positively influence their lives. Number one, Jenny. Jenny is one of the most healthy people on the planet. Jenny is so well, in fact, that when people see her, they always comment on how she's glowing. Although they actually do mean that she is really glowing, due to an odd reaction that she had with one of the tablets. But apart from that, she's feeling healthier and more vibrant and vivacious than ever before. She comes to the Young'uns gig in Edinburgh and has a great time, although everyone else in the audience is a bit pissed off because of the bright glowing girl who is hurting their eyes and impairing their view. But the good news is that the weird glowing phenomena will wear off soon, and then she'll be left looking 10 times more pretty than she did before, which is hard to conceive because Jenny is already one of the prettiest girls in the world, as well as one of the most intelligent, which is clearly exemplified by the fact that she reads / listens to David's Daily Digital Dollop. She lives happily ever after. Number 2. Mavis Crumble. Mavis came to prominence in 2016 as a result of her feature ideas on David's Daily Digital Dollop, which gained her the attentions of some of the top decision makers in radio and television. This led to a bidding war between Sky, the BBC and ITV. Eventually, ITV won the rights and Mavis went to work on creating feature ideas for Ant and Dec. The double act loved Mavis so much that they recorded a re-release of their 90s hit song Let's Get Ready to Rumble, called Let's Get Ready to Crumble, which featured references to all of Mavis's genius ideas. There was even a mention to Mavis Crumble's fart game, as featured on David's Daily Digital Dollop, which gave me a massive profile boost, which in turn gained me the attention of radio and TV executives. Hey, if I'm going to make all this come true, then you can't begrudge me a little something for myself too. Mavis was granted a 50% share in the royalty for the Let's Get Ready to Crumble song, which went to number one in every single country in the world for an entire year. Although, in fairness, the year was only 15 weeks long, due to some scientists discovering that the Earth was orbiting the Sun much faster than usual. Mavis was then able to take early retirement due to the royalties, not to mention all of the Mavis Crumble merchandise which went on sale. Justin Bieber was livid when he noticed that Mavis Crumble's Twitter account had more followers than his, making her the most followed person on Twitter. In fact, he was so livid that he vowed never to make music again. Everyone was so overjoyed by this news that Mavis Crumble was granted the title Queen of Planet Earth, which basically just means that she gets loads of free holidays and gets to do anything that she wants. And she lived happily ever after. Number 3. Jules. Jules woke up one morning feeling much lighter, as if a weight had been lifted from her shoulders. She logged onto Facebook for her usual routine of reading people's status updates and blogs, and then getting riled about the bad grammar and misspellings. She would then usually spend the next part of the day leaving angry, pedantic comments, correcting their grammar and spelling, and suggesting ways in which they could improve their writing. But today was different. It wasn't that she didn't notice the bad spellings and incorrect grammar. It's just that it didn't seem to bother her anymore. She then left positive comment after positive comment. In fact, she was so giddy with this whole new exciting experience that she didn't even bother to check her own spelling, and actually left quite a few misspelled words and grammatically incorrect sentences. But she didn't care. In fact, she was ecstatic by her newfound freedom. Her change was so overwhelming and inspiring that she began to develop a highly popular self-help career, where she would tour the world lecturing about her newfound life philosophy. She quickly rose to prominence, thanks to her infamy on David's Daily Digital Dollop, which everyone knew about because of Mavis Crumble. Jules would go on to coach CEOs of major companies, presidents and prime ministers. She was so influential that she had a major positive effect on the entire planet. One of her most notorious successes was with Donald Trump. After just 2 minutes with Jules, Trump was a different man. He broke down in front of her and thanked her for showing him the love and tolerance that everyone else of any worth had struggled to demonstrate. But Jules had such an overwhelming compassion and tolerance of Trump's ignorance that it caused his entire life philosophy to dramatically change. But Jules' main triumph was to bring about world peace, using her non-judgment and unyielding levels of tolerance to win the hearts and addled minds of ISIS and other negative ideological groups. Jules essentially saved planet Earth, and she, along with every one of us, lived happily ever after. Number 4. Howie. Howie didn't know what had happened to him. It was a bit disconcerting at first. For a start, his penis had significantly increased in length and girth, and it was as if someone had hooked him up to a mainframe computer which exclusively housed every single book about sex on the planet. He instantly had a working knowledge of the entire ins and outs of the Kama Sutra, and there's a lot of talk about ins and outs in that book, as well as every other tome on sexual technique ever written. Howie used to be the kind of man who would blame his sexual ineptitude on anything and everything under the sun, including the podcasts of folk singers. But now, everything has changed. There is no more need for excuses, for Howie is the kind of lover that would make Rasputin and Casanova blush and tremble in awe. Howie is the kind of man that sleeps with your wife or girlfriend, and you don't mind, because you know that she's only human, and that it hardly counts as cheating if it's the Howie experience. In fact, you are actually immensely glad that Howie has been with her, because he's probably taught her a thing or two that she can pass on to you. And finally, Claire. Claire was the lady who brought all of this positive change into being. She was the one who suggested to me that I use my powers to influence life for good, rather than cursing people. Without Claire, none of this would have happened. Jules wouldn't have created everlasting world peace. Jenny wouldn't be healthy and vivacious. Mavis wouldn't have stopped Justin Bieber making music. And Howie would still be having substandard sex and pissing himself. It is because of Claire that we and she will live happily ever after. The end. Okay, we'll see how that goes. I'll keep checking in on you all and find out how your lives are progressing, but this has the potential to be revolutionary. Back tomorrow.